listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
We're joined by Hannah Eisenberg. She's the Director of Disaster Services for Salvation Army Southwest. Hannah, thanks so much for taking the time.
Yeah, thank you, Steve. Happy to be here. Appreciate you having me on.
Well, we've been letting our listeners know for the last, week or so, certainly the last several days, about the flooding that occurred on Zuni Pueblo back July of 2020, just last month, July 22nd, and the Salvation Army, got in gear and does what they do so well. In your department specifically, Hannah, being the Director of Disaster Services, can you give us an update on what occurred, what the Salvation Army was involved with, and where we are now?
Yes, happy to. So if you're not familiar with disaster services here at the Salvation Army, we've actually been around since 1900. And so we've got a long term of doing the work, and we're really grateful for every opportunity to serve. We got a call from the Zuni Pueblo shortly after their flooding incident. There was quite a few houses impacted, roads impacted, and they had about 180 first responders out there. There's not a lot of restaurants and, you know, ways to feed their first responders. And so they asked us to bring out a canteen and cook for them. So we were there for about a week serving those folks, provided close to 900 meals, breakfast and dinner over the time we were there. So it was a great opportunity. We brought in our canteen from Sholo with the team, and they're all happy to be there.
Oh, I'm sure. And just a reminder to the listener, obviously, those receiving those services, free of charge, to them, but there is a cost for making these kind of things happen. And I want to direct our listeners, as we have already, to the website at salvationarmysouthwest.org, where you can connect with the Salvation Army, through correspondence. Let them know how much you appreciate the work they've done in our community. And when I say our community, Zuni Pueblo, really just, down the highway, and they are our neighbors. And it's not just Zuni Pueblo that's impacted by the work of the Salvation Army Southwest. The region, as you mentioned, I know off the air you and I were talking, covers quite a bit of ground. Can you remind us the space covered by Salvation Army Southwest?
Yeah, for sure. So our division covers Arizona, New Mexico, and then Southern Nevada, so the Las Vegas area.
Okay. And, I mentioned corresponding with them to let them know. Those words of encouragement mean so much. I know working in ministry, just getting an email from someone who appreciates the work being done is a boost for sure. But there's a couple other ways I would encourage our listeners to be supportive. One of them, obviously, financially, as I mentioned, the work that they just did at Zuni Pueblo, although it may not have been a cost financially to receive the relief from Salvation Army, it these things do cost money, and it's through donations from people like you that help support these kind of efforts. Hannah, let's move on to prayerfully. How can the KLYT listeners specifically be praying, not just for the first responders, although that's so important, but for the residents of the Zuni Pueblo?
Yes, for sure. Any prayers that you have for the residents of Zuni Pueblo during the recovery. If you're not familiar, if you haven't been impacted by disaster, it takes years to recover. And that can look like financially, rebuilding homes, getting the clothing and items lost in the flood, and also emotional and spiritual care. And so if you have it in your heart to pray for the folks in Zuni Pueblo, I'm sure they would greatly appreciate the prayers from you all.
All right. So words of encouragement, hopefully your financial support, and maybe most importantly, time spent in prayer for the people recovering from disaster. And as we mentioned, the area covered by SalvationArmySouthwest.org. The recent floods and fires in Rodoso, they responded to, and so much more. There's so many things that happen behind the scenes with the Salvation Army in general, and specifically for our community, SalvationArmySouthwest.org, including regular church services, availability for healing from addiction. You know, we're all very familiar with the Red Kettle, right, and the thrift stores, but there's so much more that goes on. And as we encourage you to go to that website, not only for support of the work they're doing, but dive deep into the website. You'll find a lot of information you may not have been familiar with before. And before we finish our conversation, Hannah, I want to throw it back to you in case there was anything I left off and you want to make sure to communicate to the KLYT listener.
No, just like you said, Steve, our services through disaster relief are 100% supported by donations and volunteers that give their time and energy. So we're really grateful for all of our corporate donors and individual donors, and then the volunteers that pop up to serve during times of crisis as well. That's just super valuable, and we really appreciate the time that everybody gives to us. If you are interested, just like Steve said, SalvationArmySouthwest.org. My email is on the disaster relief webpage. If you're interested in volunteering, please reach out.
All right. So glad you brought up the volunteering. I forgot about that. And it's a great way to be supportive of the efforts. Hannah, thanks again for your time. We've been visiting with Hannah Eisenberg, Director of Disaster Services with Salvation Army Southwest. Hannah, open invite. Let us know how we can be a megaphone for the work that's going on, specifically when these disasters in our communities arise. We covet the opportunity to co-labor with you in it. Thanks for all you do.
Yeah, thank you, Steve. I appreciate it.
All right. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.